I'm joined by David Smith from Trinity Theatre Club. Now, he's here to tell us all about their exciting new production, The Ghost Train. It's coming to Tunbridge Wells Trinity Theatre from Wednesday the 25th to Saturday the 28th of June. David, it is great to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So this sounds great fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
Give us a brief overview of the story.
The play is actually 100 years old this year. It was written by Arnold Ridley, who is most famous as Private Godfrey in Dad's Army. In the 20s and 30s, he was a playwright. And this was his big hit. It ran for a year or more. And basically, the story is that there's this group of people on a train heading to Truro. And one of the people on the train loses his hat when he leans out the window, pulls a communication cord, stops the train to get his hat back. And this results in the whole party being stranded at this out-of-the-way station, Falvale Station, in the middle of nowhere. The train can't move because it's on an incline, so they end up in the waiting room of this dismal railway station, and they think they're going to be stuck there for the night. There's a bit of a doomy station master who keep telling them they can't stay. He's got a lock-up. They've all got to go. And then events take a slightly sinister turn with the appearance of two unexpected arrivals. And there's a story of a ghost story about a train, which is related to a terrible train crash that happened many years before. And now there's kind of voices and lights, and everyone in the area is terrified of looking on this ghost train because they think that they will die. So you've got all these city types all kind of being very skeptical about this. And the first half of the play is quite comic with the interaction between the characters. But then as it gets a little bit more, you know, their certainty that this is nonsense starts to get a bit shaken when things start to happen. And there's plenty of jumps and surprises and unmaskings. Of its time, it was quite influential because it was the first kind of thing that did this. And I think they made a big deal of the special effects of the actual train, which we have to find a way to replicate here. But it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like, from how you describe it, as being a spooky story, but there's a bit of a mystery there, and there's a bit of humour and a bit of... So it sounds like a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's billed as a comedy thriller, but it's a family show, so there's nothing too shocking. There's a few jumps and a few spooky bits, but it's good fun.
Sounds like a challenge too. If there's lots of special effects and things going on, the timing of that is always a challenge, isn't it? If the light goes on at the wrong time, or there's a sound that doesn't appear at the right moment, then yeah, that could be quite a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the hands of the special effects people, because if something doesn't happen, you can't respond to it, and then you don't know what to do. But Trinity is a great team of technical people there, and they have great resources. So they've always been very, very good with that.
Well, I've seen many of the Trinity Theatre Club productions. They are always first rate, not just from an acting perspective, but from the set and the whole thing. It's very professionally done. It is a professional production, or it always comes across as a professional production, even though you're not. You're all amateurs, yeah?
Well, we are all amateurs, although quite a lot of people who are involved in it have actually been to drama school. Some of them have actually been professional actors. And the directors are all kind of trained and experienced, and the technical people are employees of the theatre. So it's what they do for a living. And the fact is that Trinity Theatre is a professional theatre. So we have to live up to their standards. And we're asking people to pay as a normal audience to come and pay to see us. So we have to make sure that we don't disappoint. A lot of work and commitment goes into that.
You're in it?
I am. Yes. Yeah.
Who are you playing?
I play Richard Winthrop, this very arrogant, self-important, bullyish businessman who loves bossing everyone around. But the only person he's not terribly successful at doing that with is his wife, who is a very independent-minded woman. And their marriage is clearly on the rocks from the very start of the play. There's a mixed bag of other characters. There's a couple of newlyweds who are deeply in love. We have this prim and proper elderly spinster with her parrot, who is her constant travelling companion. And then there is this upper-class dandy who's kind of flippant, can't take anything seriously. And he's the one who pulls the communication cord and lands them all in this position. So they're not very keen on him. And then there's the station master, who is echoes of Fraser from Dad's Army, you know, well doomed, except he's Cornish, not Scottish. And a few other characters. And some people are not who they seem.
Oh,
and it's good fun.
It sounds very Agatha Christie in this kind of closed group of people and the great interplay and the different characters. That's always great fun, isn't it? You never know who
they... Yes, it all takes place over a few hours, one night in this waiting room. And the set is great because Trinity Theatre's got quite a big stage, but the set has been designed to feel confined and dingy and dark, so that when the surprises happen, they're even more effective. And got a great cast and a great director.
So it's a play that's suitable for the whole family then?
Oh, absolutely.
What's your age would it be suitable for?
I guess the very young might be a little bit. It's certainly from kind of 7-8 years onwards would be absolutely fine. The strongest language is Damned and Blasted and Great Scott and things, that stuff. It being 1925 when it was written, of course.
Yes. And there are some matinee performances. I mean, the performance runs from the 25th of June to the 28th of June. And there are evening performances and there are some matinee performances in there, yeah?
Yes. It's 7:30 each evening, so there's 4 evening performances. And there are matinees at 2:30 on the Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th. The tickets for the matinees are cheaper than the evening performances. They're £16 for the matinees. Evening performances are £20, but with £17 for concessions, £15 for under 16s.
And I noticed that there's an opening night offer.
Yes.
Two tickets for £32.
Two tickets for 32, yeah. So that's £4 off. A full price ticket for two people. Ticket sales going well.
You have a great reputation. I know people will know they're going to have a great night when they come to see the shows. It's going to be excellent. So once again, the play runs from Wednesday the 25th of June to Saturday the 28th of June. There are evening and matinee performances. Tickets from trinitytheatre.net. And there is an opening night offer of 2 tickets for £32. So sadly, we are out of time. I hope it goes really well for you and to all involved. I know how hard you all work putting these productions together. So David Smith from Trinity Theatre Club, thanks very much for chatting to us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.